Chapter 6. Data Poisoning. What is data poisoning? Data poisoning attacks are when an adversary submits malicious data to an AI system as a way to force the system to behave the way the attacker wants, as opposed to its creator's intent. These attacks take advantage of one of the foundational primitives of AI, the underlying data itself. By submitting faulty information, an attacker is able to shift an AI's behavior or decision-making. Historically, it was believed that data poisoning attacks only take place at the training time. This means that an adversary would have to gain access to the dataset being used to train the model in order to inject faulty information. Recent research, however, has shown that malicious activity can be submitted to an AI to force it to incorrectly learn while in use. Attacks that occur while the AI is actively working are sometimes called adversarial drift or online system manipulation. Figure 6.1 details how data poisoning works. In this example, you can see the classification boundary between two classifications of data, circles on the left and triangles on the right. This two-dimensional classification boundary is a common way to visualize how an AI system working on classification looks. In this example, just a single piece of data is changed. This is represented by the triangle and arrow on the right-hand image moving up and to the left. Due to this shift in the value of underlying labeled training data, the entire classification boundary shifted. In the image, this could have happened simply due to new collection or new data being input. Data poisoning attacks occur when an adversary feeds specifically selected data into an AI, either in training or in use, such that these classification boundaries or other decision-making functions fail, or respond specifically to that adversary's intentions and against the intentions of the developer. These attacks have been successful against facial recognition systems, sentiment analysis tools, malware detection, cyberworm signature detection, cyber attack detection, intrusion detection, and many others. For listeners who are interested in digging into this particular attack type in depth, Ilja Moisejev's blog post on Towards Data Science on this topic serves as a highly accessible primer. Similar to the evasion attacks explored in Chapter 6, poisoning attacks have been found to be highly transferable between AI models. This means that once an attack has been developed, an adversary can use it across multiple models, even when the model is retrained to perform a different task. As organizations look to outsource the development of models, or increasingly use pre-trained models as part of their workflow, the transferability of attacks embedded in the models originally can spill over into the new tasks. This means that both the developer and the end user of the model might be unaware of the risk. Data poisoning is typically broken down into two categories: availability attacks and integrity attacks. They both share the same characteristic of using certain amounts of specifically selected or altered data as a weapon to modify the behavior of a model. Availability attacks, AI learning gone wrong. Availability attacks aim to provide an AI with such high levels of bad information that the learned behavior is useless. These attacks are also referred to as model skewing, because they are designed to change the behavior of a model in such a way that the model starts to misclassify inputs. An attacker can use these methods to either instill levels of doubt into the performance of a model, or to systematically alter an AI's behavior in a way that will benefit the attacker unknowingly to the AI user. For a while, it was believed that only a limited class of AI types, especially binary learning algorithms and support vector machines, were susceptible to poisoning attacks. It was theorized that this was due to the high levels of complexity needed to optimize data inputs for attackers to create an attack. More advanced AI techniques, such as neural networks and deep learning architecture, were thought to be immune due to the more advanced insights these AI types generate and the difficulty of understanding their decisions. But this is not the case. In 2017, a team of AI researchers was able to hack advanced AI systems using similar techniques applied to the more complex learning of advanced AI. Their research has shown that advanced AI capabilities are, in fact, highly susceptible to availability attacks as well. Neural networks and deep learning approaches used in a wide range of AI applications, including spam filters, malware detection, and handwritten digital recognition, all can be poisoned, leading to high levels of failure and mistrust in the system. A striking element of availability attacks is the nonlinear relationship between malicious data injected and performance degradation of the AI system. Also in 2017, a team of researchers, including Jacob Steinhardt, Pongwei Ko, and Percy Ling, has demonstrated that just 3% of a dataset being malicious can result in up to an 11% drop in the accuracy of the AI's behavior. The impact appears to be nonlinear, with greater impact occurring as incrementally more data is added. A novel feature of Steinhardt and team's finding is that these impacts remain when a model has been adversarially trained, meaning the AI developer took specific precautions to avoid availability and evasion, explored in Chapter 5, Impacts, to their model. Obviously, the larger the training set or volume of intake data into the AI system, the higher the cost to a would-be attacker. However, with data perturbation engines and open-source attack frameworks becoming widely available online, it is increasingly easy for attackers to create enough data to poison a data set. To illustrate how rapidly this barrier to would-be attackers is dissolving, let's look at the rapidly evolving threat against neural networks, which are an AI type being widely developed across computer vision, natural language processing, fraud detection, and other application areas. Successful data poisoning demonstrations against advanced AI systems' neural networks used a method called the direct gradient method to generate poisoned data to inject into the system. This method proved highly effective, but could be slow to implement. In just under a year, a team was able to increase the generation of poisoning data by 239.4 times, greatly compressing the time needed to create and execute a successful attack. The team used what is called an autoencoder, often called a generator, to continually improve the creation of poisoned data, making the attacker more and more powerful. It is expected that the speed of attack viability is going to continue to increase as researchers and attackers alike both accelerate forward. Tay becomes racist. In a classic example of an availability attack on a public AI system, it took only hours for internet trolls to turn a Microsoft-created Twitter chatbot, named Tay, from a pleasant conversationalist into a full-blown racist. The fact that Tay completely changed in less than a day has become an internet meme unto itself. It also carries two significant warnings for AI developers. First, even sophisticated natural language processing AI systems created by one of the most powerful technology companies on the planet are vulnerable to these attacks. Second, never underestimate the depravity of anonymous internet users. Where there are openings on the internet, there are trolls. Tay started as a conversation bot experiment. She was designed to engage with users on Twitter with conversational understanding. The intention was that through many interactions, her language skills would improve and she could become fluent in conversational English. The more users messaged, tweeted at or otherwise engaged Tay, the smarter she would become. This could have huge benefits for Microsoft and other companies that see chatbots as a core customer service feature in the future. But as we now know, instead of becoming smarter, Tay simply internalized the behavior of those who interacted with her. Tay's racist transition over a day is partially due to the fault of her creators. Certain flaws in her logic, such as telling her to repeat after me, resulted in her repeating the language of the trolls. Learning directly from these interactions likely accelerated her racist tones. Meanwhile, Tay's 96,000 tweets during her short lifespan overwhelmed any secondary human adjustments that Microsoft had put in place. But most of the fault lies with those who engaged with Tay. Almost immediately after she was launched, Twitter users started interacting with the bot with misogynistic, racist, and Donald Trumpist remarks. This last point is not meant as a political comparison. At one point, Tay mirrored the president's language by responding to Twitter user @GodBlessAmerica that, "We're going to build a wall, and Mexico is going to pay for it." She went well beyond political campaign rally language as well, responding to Twitter user @TheBigBobrowski's question of, "Is Ricky Gervais an atheist?" with the nearly nonsensical response of, "Ricky Gervais learned totalitarianism from Adolf Hitler, the inventor of atheism." Tay's racist rants are a fairly extreme example of data poisoning. A bot that was expected to learn through interaction in a decent, casual manner, rapidly learned through new novel data she was exposed to. I have to suspect that Microsoft did not include a lot of hate speech in her training, so her rapid shifts can be attributed to rapidly changing classification parameters caused by the large-scale, troll-driven data poisoning attack. Integrity attacks, backdoors in your AI. In the near future, it is likely that an AI backdoor will be found to be the culprit of a sophisticated attack on an AI system. The attack could be by a non-state hacking group, but given the sophistication of these specific attacks, it is more likely that a state or state-sponsored actor will be behind it. Although these attacks have been effective across a wide range of AI uses, including cybersecurity and computer vision, let's use Endpoint Protection Platform, EPP, cybersecurity systems. These systems prevent malware from being injected into a network or computer system. They are also increasingly relying on AI to tell the malware from the goodware. In order to train these systems, AI developers working with EPPs will train their models against massive databases of known malware, as well as malware software that has been internally developed or manipulated by the team. In a coordinated effort, a malicious actor could start adding faulty malware pieces into publicly available data sharing exchanges. These open-source databases exist to check known malware more rapidly. Instead of trying to change the entire AI logic, the adversary can submit files of goodware with a specific string embedded in the binary. If done correctly, with enough knowledge of the AI system, an adversary can tailor these strings and the files in which they are embedded specifically so that the AI learns to associate any software program with that string as goodware. Then, the adversary can inject this string into a specific malware program as part of a coordinated cyber attack, bypassing even the most sophisticated of AI-enabled EPPs. The results can have devastating consequences for organizations using that EPP. Integrity attacks on a model are when an attacker is able to inject a backdoor into the model that the AI developer is not aware of. These backdoors allow an attacker to manipulate the model under very specific instances. Unlike availability attacks, which seek to alter the entire behavior of a model using brute force volumes of manipulated data, An integrity attack seeks to alter the behavior of a model just once or a small number of times through a backdoor. Integrity attacks are sophisticated and require more access and knowledge of an AI's underlying training data than do availability attacks. An integrity attack works by changing an imperceptibly small element of data, such as a small cluster of pixels in an image or strings in a piece of computer software. Due to the complexity of creating backdoor attacks, integrity attacks tend to typically involve injecting optimized poison data into the training data itself, or into the data likely to be collected in creating a model. The backdoors installed can be triggered by extremely small levels of data manipulation. These levels of manipulation are often imperceptible to the human eye and could pass standard quality assurance testing with ease. In a telling example, sophisticated computer vision systems have been shown to be susceptible to single-pixel backdoor attacks. These attacks are accomplished by changing just one pixel on a certain subset of the training data. If done correctly, this minute manipulation of the training data can result in an image being misclassified at a critical moment by an adversary. All they have to do is change one pixel or change something extremely small in the environments to yield the same result. Because the carrier of these backdoors typically appear as benign input, many have taken to calling these attacks Trojans. A spy slips past. The consequence of these attacks can have implications beyond the cyber domain. Due to their imperceptibility, these attacks can take place in the real world as well. For example, an intelligence officer could use these attacks to avoid recognition at an international border, even while under constant watch by airport or customs security. Imagine this. An intelligence officer boards a flight in her home nation, bound for the busy airport of San Francisco International. She is flying on a false identity as an exchange student and is on non-official cover entering the United States. When the plane lands, she heads immediately to the restroom located in the international exchange, located just before passport control. This is not her first trip to the airport, and she knows exactly where to walk, disguising her haste with the look of someone who really needs to use the restroom after a long flight. Due to a small run-in with the local police while photographing the outside of a computer data center on her last trip to the United States, she had been successfully flagged by the FBI's counterintelligence team as a likely intelligence officer. A photo of her is in the Department of Homeland Security's facial recognition database as someone to detain for debriefing. She enters the restroom and, instead of heading to a stall, walks instead to the sinks and mirror. Still nothing strange here, as it is common enough for people to freshen up before going to customs and meeting business associates or family. She starts to apply her makeup and is extremely cautious about it. A perfectionist, a passerby might think. But a perfectionist would not make the same mistake she made, leaving a small dot of lipstick just under her lower lip, visible but looking like the sort of mistake anyone getting off a 20-plus-hour flight might make. She checks herself one last time, then gets in line for passport control. Months earlier, a contractor hired to develop the AI for U.S. Customs and Border Protection had been at a loss. There were too few photos of persons from a certain ethnicity in their database. The AI's predictive ability at matching identification to photos, even when looking directly at the camera, was limited. A friend in the FBI's International Crimes Division had mentioned a database of criminal photographs that a foreign country had shared as a possible way to gain more photos of these persons. Plus, the data was already labeled, making training the AI on this data even easier. To be safe, the AI developer had looked carefully through a number of the images for any irregularities, but could find none. They were all high-resolution, digital images of criminals. It was exactly what he needed to finish the job. No viruses were found in the images, even after many thorough analyses by the FBI's cybersecurity division. These images were clean and appeared to have been shared in mutual good faith against criminals. But they also contained a Trojan. Single pixels had been manipulated in each. These changes were unseen to even a trained eye. Likewise, they contained no malicious information on their own and therefore were not picked up by a cybersecurity scan looking for viruses or exploits. At Passport Control, the intelligence officer stares directly into the U.S. Customs and Border Protection's new cameras. She holds herself perfectly still. This is the moment of truth. These cameras are linked directly to the database that contains her picture. But busy border agents don't have time to individually check each person. They let the AI do that for them. The camera looks directly at her, the light turns green, and she enters the United States. In this example, a nation, such as China or Iran, had offered to share a subset of its database of citizen identity card photographs with the United States, or any other nation, ostensibly as a way of stopping violent criminal gangs and known human smugglers from entering. On the surface, this is a perfectly reasonable act of good faith. The U.S. government's Customs and Border Patrol, under the Department of Homeland Security, could then run proprietary facial recognition AI against these images and front-facing images taken at the border to identify and either arrest or deny entry to criminal actors. But as we know, the United States was looking not only for criminals, but also for spies and controlled persons called assets involved in industrial espionage. What went wrong in this hypothetical but plausible example was the seemingly benign use of the photos shared with the AI developer. The backdoor was installed in the AI at training time, allowing a perfectly timed exploit coming from the real world to be leveled against the advanced facial recognition system. The result? A known spy slipped across the border. Attacker strengths. Like all cybersecurity attacks, not all attacks are of the same strength. They can vary greatly depending on an attacker's capabilities, knowledge of the AI and its logic, and access to the underlying training data. Of course, an adversary's access to an AI system and its dependent data sources and internal logic is the most important to determine the strength of an attack. In order of magnitude, attack strengths from both availability and integrity data poisoning attacks fall into four basic categories: logic corruption, data modification, data injection, and transfer attacks. Logic corruption. The most powerful of the attacks, logic corruption, is the most dangerous scenario for a developer or user of AI. Logic corruption happens when an attacker can change the foundational way the AI learns. Therefore, in theory, the attacker can embed any sort of logic into the model that they want. Here, the poison data has been of sufficient volume and attack strength to alter everything about the model, rendering it completely in the hands of the attacker. The good news is that these attacks are extremely challenging to implement, due to the high number of other cybersecurity flaws and access levels that have to be in place for these to be possible. Logic corruption is closely tied with backdoor creation, due to the sophisticated parameters that must be met for successful backdoor installations. Data modification. This is the most straightforward of the poisoning strengths. In data modification, an attacker is able to gain access to and manipulate the underlying training data. While the model is still in training, data modification attack generally results in either changed, added, or removed data from a specific data set. These results are useful if the goal of the attack is an availability attack. An attacker can, for example, more easily manipulate the labels of data than all of the underlying data itself. On the contrary, if an attacker has a level of access to the data such that it can be manipulated outright, first of all, your CISO has a big problem on their hands, but the attacker can shift classification boundaries and add certain back doors. Data injection. Data injection is on the weaker side of poisoning attacks because the model has already been trained and is actively in use. Here, an attacker is trying to brute force their way to create model behavior changes. This can be successful at changing model behavior in the wild, such as Microsoft's Taybot, but requires a large and consistent volume of data in order to be successful. Transfer attacks. In a transfer attack, an adversary attempts to use a higher-order attack strength, such as logic corruption or data modification attack, on a different model or after a model has been retained. These attacks are surprisingly effective across cybersecurity and computer vision AI applications. Although they are the weakest data poisoning attack overall, transfer learning attacks can be dangerous, as they can carry over from model to model, even after retraining. Defenses against data poisoning attacks. Unfortunately, as of today, there are no defenses that will always prevent an attacker from successfully poisoning an AI. But that does not mean that most data poisoning attacks will succeed. But there are a wide range of best practices that leaders and data science teams can instill to not become a soft target. Mitigating data poisoning starts with good, traditional cybersecurity hygiene for the organization at large. Data poisoning attacks on training data also highlight a significant traditional cybersecurity risk to AI models. This is explored further in Chapter 12. Most training methodologies for AI models require that the data used be in an unencrypted, consolidated state. This is problematic for an organization for several reasons, especially when AI is applied to data as an afterthought as opposed to as its core reason for collection. First, moving data from its collected and stored location to a data scientist can take significant time and effort on behalf of a data engineering team. Second, bringing all of the data into a single training data set provides would-be attackers with a single attack vector for malicious data injection. Attackers attempting to infiltrate a network to implant poison data have a wide range of traditional cybersecurity attack vectors and capabilities to use in their efforts. Organizations that are actively training models on collected data need to keep a careful eye on network accesses and data entry logs for indicators of malicious activity. AI developers and users should also defend their AI systems against data poisoning attacks through outlier detection. This method tends to be broken down into data sanitation and anomaly detection, with the first happening during training and the latter occurring while the model is in active use. On the surface, anomaly detection is straightforward. Simply remove outliers or oddities in the data. But this can create other challenges if those outliers were naturally occurring. However, completing an outlier analysis and having humans review at least a subsample of anomalous data points is best practice. Meanwhile, while in runtime, any high volume of outliers should be flagged to a human operator. Another approach that is emerging to prevent data poisoning is relatively simple in concept, but can be difficult or expensive to complete. The model can be consistently rerun again against the original training data, and its accuracy can be judged. If a poisoning attack is happening, or has already been successful, it is also likely that the AI's accuracy against the training data will be decreased. This is because in data poisoning attacks, a classification boundary is shifted, which will likely cause the fault prediction of original training data clustered around that boundary. This can also be done through a technique known as STRIP, whereby an AI user intentionally changes or perturbs a data input and observes the change in the underlying accuracy of the model. The best way to prevent data poisoning attacks is to keep a human in the loop at all times, for example, to kick anomalies when they occur for review, and also to maintain data custody and provenance at all times. In this rapidly emerging space, AI developers are going to increasingly be up against adversaries looking to take advantage of them. For leaders at organizations using AI, it is best that they maintain a high security posture against possible poisoning attacks to avoid being a soft target.